Okay.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Thurl Roosevelt Council meeting, October 3rd, 2022 at 7:07 p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will also be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 12, 2022, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Robert Atwood?
Here.
Mr. Lou Ethicor?
Yes.
Mr. Michael Hamilton is absent. Ms. Constance Hertstrom?
Here.
Mr. Stephen Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Joe Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Peggy Malkin?
Here.
Okay.
Didn't Ms. Hurston get stuck in California with a virus?
I'm here. I was stuck for a while. Oh. I got home Friday.
You're here. Good.
I'm here.
Hello. Okay, I'm going to dispense with the actual report. We have quite a few issues on the agenda tonight. We'll go right to public comment. This is on agenda items only. I'm going to open the floor at 7:08 p.m. Yeah. Is there anyone from the public who would like to address anything on the agenda? Maureen, don't forget to identify yourself and give your address. Okay, Maureen.
Maureen Parrott, 2 Tamara Drive. I want to address the issue of this pesticide spraying by Monmouth County. And I'm
It's under new business?
Yeah. Maureen, that's under new business?
Yeah, but that's on the agenda. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I just would rather, okay.
I was hoping that we would go through the, the regular items, because that may be a protracted discussion. So since that's on your new business, so we could discuss it after we've gotten through, the regular items.
You won't have another public comment before you discuss it then.
Yes, I am. A lot of people had trouble with it, but I got in.
Yeah, there is public comment again, but that's fine. Go ahead.
After the discussion. Anyway, because I'm sorry that Mike isn't here, because he had asked me to send him all the research that I did on the dangers of the exact pesticides that the county's using, which are extremely dangerous. And I can email the studies to everybody in the council.
Maureen has the floor.
I'll try something. Okay.
I can mute him.
Go ahead, Maureen.
So they're extremely dangerous to children, human beings, kill birds, kill bees. They don't just kill mosquitoes. The second issue is the studies that I found, and I only look at studies, not just people writing things, that they're not very effective on mosquitoes. There are other much more effective ways to manage mosquitoes that don't harm humans, animals, and the environment. And then the third issue is I looked up on the Centers for Disease Control, because the county, when I had called them, I'm asking the council to tell them, do not spray in Roosevelt. Do not spray. Or if people want spraying, make the default do not spray unless a particular person says they want it sprayed, rather than the default being spraying. But the Centers for Disease Control, the West Nile virus is a reportable disease. And in all of 2020, 2022, there were 5 cases in the state of New Jersey of West Nile virus. 5. It's not a very common disease. Then when you look up, well, what happens to you when you get West Nile virus, even if you get it? And the Centers for Disease Control says that 8 out of 10 infected people have no symptoms whatsoever, 0 symptoms. Fever in some people, which is 1 in 5 who are infected. Fever. And then they said about 1 in 150 people who are infected may develop severe illness. So when there's 5 cases in the entire state, and there was 1 in Monmouth. Now they are required to report it. So if they're,
I just make a correction. There are 2 right now in Monmouth.
Well, they're not complying with the CDC reporting requirement. If there are 2,
there's 2 documented cases right now.
I guess I'd want to know where they are specifically in Monmouth, and what happened to the people that actually had them, where they are. Anyway, like I said, the danger is so great that, like, I sent all this stuff to Mike, and I thought he would be here because I said I will email it to everybody in the county. I mean, everybody on the council. But the danger is so great. This is not 1956 when, you know, people didn't know the harm caused by pesticides. And I looked up the specific pesticide that they have on their website. So I completely oppose the spraying by the county, plus it's cold out. I don't even see how mosquitoes can survive at this point since it's so cold. I guess that's all, but I would urge you to take a vote and to say, no, we don't want it in Roosevelt. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public? Mary?
Mary Tullis, 21 Lake Drive. I haven't seen anything about the name of the chemicals or any ability to do any research. So, I'm glad you did that, Maureen, and hopefully the council will be discussing that kind of information, what chemicals there are in the pesticide and that kind of thing. And I don't see how anybody could opt out of the spraying because it's going to be done by a truck into the water, it sounded like. So there's very few, I think, opportunities for a truck to spray chemicals into the water also. I mean, other than the bridges over the creek, I'm not sure. Can we find out where they would be doing the spraying? And just kind of related to the agenda, you all, I think, get your own copy of the agenda probably, and you can click on the Zoom link. But what the public has to do, what I was just trying to do, is go to the borough's website, go to calendar meetings, and when you click on the agenda or the notice of the meeting, you are not able to click on the Zoom, and it's difficult to get in. So if somebody could just check that, try to go in from the point of view of a person on the public and see what happens.
This is the first time we've gotten complaints in many, 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 many meetings. So maybe this is just something that arose today. I don't know, because no one's complained.
It depends if this public notice was sent separately or with the package.
But I guess
if it was sent separately, it would have been posted separately and they'd be able to click on it. I'd have to check the website.
We'll take care of it, Mary.
Okay, it's the first time I had trouble getting on a meeting.
And by the way, this is the last Zoom meeting.
Is this the time when we can answer some questions on this matter? Or do you want to...
The discussion will come later. This is
all
just
right, we'll wait till under new bill. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else from the agenda? Anyone else from the public like to comment on anything?
Wait, Maureen's speaking, but she's muted.
To respond to Mary, the way I found out.
Maureen, you can't respond to Mary in the public forum.
Well, the chemicals were listed on the borough website. And that's how I found them. They're not there now. I don't know why they were taken down, but that's the specific chemicals. It was something called Duet, which had something like four different chemicals listed on what the manufacturer gave. So that's, but now it's gone. I'm not sure why it's gone.
It was probably part of the statement that said they were going to spray, and then Anna had it taken down, was because told to take it down. Right. So the whole thing came down.
Right. Okay. I'm going to go on to correspondence.
Wait, time out.
Time out. Oh, I'm sorry. Time out. 7:17. All right, correspondence. We have one letter, a letter from Roberts Engineering, dated September 22nd, 2022, regarding an asset management plan to be prepared for the Homestead Lane, Cedar Court, and Elm Court project.
No ordinance.
We have no ordinances tonight. We're going to go right to the consent agenda resolutions. So I have a motion for resolution 22-93, which is payment of bills for October 3rd, 2022.
You do.
Actually, it's the whole consent, all three of them.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Oh, God. Right. So it's resolution 22-93 is payment of bills. Resolution 22-94 is authorization of the extension of the due date for the third quarter 2022 tax payments, and resolution 22-95 is authorizing Roberts Engineering Group, LLC, to prepare an asset management plan for the water main project on Homestead Lane, Cedar Court, and Elm.
I make motion to
mute themselves because we are getting, you know, talking in the background.
Okay.
Okay, you moved it, Lou. Thank you.
I make the motion to consent agenda resolution.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicott?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yeah.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Terrell?
Yes.
Let the man show up. Tickton showed up.
Who showed up?
Who
that? Oh, Michael Tickton.
Oh, okay. Okay, the consent agenda is adopted. Now we have reports of committee chairs. Council Member Atwood, Environmental Health and Safety.
Nothing at this time.
Okay. Council Member Essikoff, Administration.
Nothing on the administration, but I don't think there's much on what do you call it? Where is it? On finance either.
Okay.
To the best of my knowledge.
Good enough. Council Member Hurston, Community Development Code Enforcement.
Nothing for this meeting.
Councilmember Mocker, Public Works.
Yeah, just a couple little things. Public Works over the weekend, we had a limb come down and shut down 571 Sunday morning. The fire department from Millstone took care of it nicely while we were waiting for JCP&L to come out and take the limb out of the way. Greg was working on clearing some inlets today. The cover for well 4 has been painted, and we had a boiler failure at Town Hall. Greg took care of that with the assistance of a fellow from Millstone, who came in under our shared services agreement. So that was all done, taken care of. I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Councilmember Trammell, utilities?
Nothing much. T-Mobile, I think, came around to look at how to deal with the water tower, their installation, but someone had broken the lock off of the gate on the AT&T side, and I understand Greg is going to fix that. And that's it for me.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Reports of borough officials?
Okay.
Mike?
Yeah, hi. Michael Sitchin, from Environmental Commission. A couple of things to the Environmental Commission. One thing is that we still need somebody from the council to participate in the core training, because in order to continue the certification under the with the urban forestry. So if one of the council members will volunteer to do that, then perhaps we can qualify for that. And the other thing was that we need people to file papers. I mean, I've been cleaning the one of the inlets for the stormwater inlets, but I hadn't sent the papers in, so they didn't. Anna sent me a paper saying to send it in, so I just said we'll get the form and we'll send it in. But apparently we need 9 more people to qualify for recognition are doing this program. So anybody
who... You say 9 more people. 9 more people to do what?
To participate in the store, to volunteer to be responsible for cleaning a store.
Oh, I
volunteered to just mine in front of my house, but it's working fine. There's no cleaning necessary.
Yeah.
Mike, perhaps we could put that on our website. Or when is the next, do you have any idea when the next borough bulletin is coming out?
The one just came out, so we've been doing them at 2-month intervals, so yeah. Probably 2 months from now, I guess.
Maybe you could also.
November sometime.
Yeah, maybe there, and I can ask Anna to put it on the website.
Yeah.
Michael?
Yes.
I did have some people, at least one person in town, inquire about the adoption of a sewer drain project, and one of their concerns was what's their liability if they don't, or can they get sued by the town?
No, they're not going to get sued. It's just asking people to volunteer. That's all.
But maybe there needs to be a clearer statement about what this would entail. And
I think I think the council should be able to assure them that nobody's going to get sued over.
Okay,
their failure to clean a sewer drain. So,
sure. Okay.
Mike, you want to put
that
in?
It's just a voluntary citizens' activity. That's all.
You want to just make a little statement about that, Mike? Maybe Anna can add that as a little.
Yeah, we can certainly put. I'll talk to Anna about that. We'll put something up. Yeah, good idea.
And Bob, since you're environmental health and safety, can you volunteer to? Michael needs a volunteer. For the core training.
Well.
Trouble finding something there?
Last time I tried to sign up for it, but there was some problem with my, they didn't get my check or something. When is the next court course happening?
When is the next course? I'm not sure when it is. Kim is the one who is, has been, taking the lead on that thing. So I think perhaps if you can speak
to your
neighbor, so I think you can speak with her.
If it's something that can be done on, last time it was online.
I think that's the problem, is that somebody has to be able to go to sessions that they're going to have during the day.
Right.
So that's a problem for people, right? For people who work, that is a problem.
I'm happy to do it if it's an online.
Sure, I understand, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised that's during the day.
I don't know why they did it, why they can't just continue doing it online. Yeah. Seems to work pretty well.
I'll talk to Kim and I'll look at the site and see. And
see what you can find out. Okay, good.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to unfinished business. We have nothing on the agenda. Is there anyone from the council or a borough officials has anything you want to bring up?
Where are we at with Robin Middleman's headstone? Has that been finalized?
Yes, that was it was voted to give her a waiver.
Oh, okay. I knew it was done in private session, in closed session. No,
it wasn't done in closed session.
Yeah, the resolution was passed.
The resolution has to be passed in the public.
Great. Okay.
Can't take it to be in August.
Okay. Yeah.
Can't take any action in the public in a private session.
Okay.
So, well, I have something I'm going to bring up. I think you're all aware that we are in dire need of at least one, but really more crossing guards. We've had no one from the council or the governing body volunteer. We've had no bites on the actual hiring of someone. And this is a pretty, it's imminent and it's crucial that we have a crossing guard. And so I was on the phone I had a meeting on the phone for quite some time with the state police lieutenant who covers Roosevelt. And his recommendation is that we hire a class 3 police officer, and they will come. They will be the crossing guard for 571 in front of the post office, 8 to 8:30 in the morning and 2:40 to 3:10 in the afternoon. They generally charge, or I think the going rate is about $30 or $35 an hour. But if we hire one, then we have a crossing guard, and we have a, you know, we don't have to worry about covering and filling in and emergency, sending somebody in an emergency over there. We'll have an actual, I wouldn't say full time, but we'll have an actual permanent employee. So I think the council needs to, how would we do that, Greg? Would we pass a resolution hiring a police officer?
I'm in favor of it.
Sorry, you want to hire a police officer?
A class 3 police officer.
So it's like a side job.
Right.
To
be honest with you, I'd have to look into that. So if you had your own police department, I know you could do that. No problem. In conjunction with the schools, they work on the school grounds, and the school district would reimburse you, and they'd be under your police chief's command. I'm not sure how it works with the state police.
He told me that other towns have done it. Manalapan did it. Okay. Apparently, many of the towns are having trouble. You know, it's such a crazy, you know, segmented job. You know, half an hour in the morning and half an hour in the afternoon. So most towns are having a hard, I don't know about most, but many towns are having a hard time finding crossing guards.
So
name three different towns for me that have done that recently, hired a class 3 police officer. I believe, like, not from their own town, just hired a police officer to be the crossing guard. And I think that's...
Oh, yeah, you could definitely refine it, yeah. I mean, Millstone has its own police department, right?
No.
No, there's state police as well?
Yeah.
Yep. So the closest police department is what, Allentown?
Yes.
Or Hightstown.
Or Hightstown, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure you could do it. I mean, we could do a shared services agreement where they provide us police services. But my question, the issue with the hiring, you said hiring, the issue with having a police officer on our payroll is that there's no one to command them. Mm-hmm. Because we don't have, you know, they would be under the state police's command, or we'd have to go through their agency. You know, we couldn't just hire them on our payroll because we don't have a registered police agency with the attorney general. So that was why I balked at the beginning. But if you're talking about a shared service in their town, to have someone just like cover the school hours for half an hour in the morning, half hour in the afternoon, we could do that relatively easily.
Okay. So what would be the first step? Should I contact them? Should you?
Well, the first step would be getting the police chief and or executive of that town to agree to provide that shared service to us.
Right.
Okay. So now it's really an hour a day. That, you know, it's not a big deal.
It's an hour a day that's completely broken up, but yes.
I think that's the problem.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, generally, I think non-working mothers used to do it for the most part, or, you know, just.
I mean, just so you guys are aware, you know, when you get another town services like that, there's typically administrative charges and charges for the vehicle that they're using when it leaves the town. Yeah. So it might be like $125 an hour. And they're probably going to charge you a minimum. So times 180 school days is a lot. I think you also need to talk to the school district about your school district receives school security funding from the state. Every school district does. And that could be used for this purpose, obviously.
Well, let me ask you about that, Greg, because there we do have a police officer assigned to our school. But I was told by the principal that he is there strictly for school security and wouldn't be permitted to perform the school crossing guard
job. That could be. Yeah. What agency is that officer from?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, if he's there but during school hours, that'd be ideal.
No, but I was told by Mary Robinson that wasn't permitted. He's not permitted.
I guess my point is only I don't know what agency that law enforcement officer is from, but that's the first place that you should start. You can start with the head of that agency and say, you have a police officer at the school and you're refusing to help the kids cross. What happens when someone's hit? And you send them to your agency.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the place to start. I don't know. Maybe, that might be a little blunt up front, but Mayor, you're often much more charming than me as the lawyer. But that's where I would start. I mean, there's a police officer on premises. It's already being paid to be there, and it's a matter of posts. That's controlled by the head of that officer's law enforcement agency. I don't see why the officer can't do that, to be honest.
I discussed it with the former principal. She left in March, but she was there for 8 years because I had asked her about it because I know her much better than the new principal, and I just happened to have been with her. So I asked her, and she said, it's completely two different sources of funding. And she said he's not permitted to do that, but I can certainly check into it further.
Okay. I mean, you want me to take a picture tomorrow of the Aberdeen police officers directing traffic at my kid's school?
Sure.
They're paid by the school security money as well. I'll get your picture on Friday night at the school directing traffic at the football game as well. I'll do that on Friday for you. I think you should start with the head of the agency that employs the school resource officer. That's where I would start, and then
I have a feeling it's the New Jersey State Police because
it is the New Jersey State Police. Yes.
Is the Board of Education.
Yep. It is the State Police.
So
I would imagine that's that's where I thought, I would imagine from there because
the State Police, but
you're a state police jurisdiction. So unless the school district has a shared service agreement with someone else, like I was just talking about, then the officer has to be under their jurisdiction.
Mr. Cannon, if you're going to take a picture and tell me you're doing it, are you going to get arrested?
I know them. They're there every day. So
you can know them all your life.
I'll smile and wave. I'll say, this is for the governing body of Roosevelt.
Years ago, before our area, the surrounding areas were so developed, and the police were had a little less workload. They would come to Roosevelt on Halloween night to oversee everything because you have kids crossing on 571. They would show up for various times that, they felt they were needed. Now it's not as easy to get them here. I had them, they very nicely volunteered for 5 different shifts in the last 10 days because I could not allow students to cross 571 to go to school in the morning and the afternoon. It's really hazardous. And so they did provide a state police officer for 5 different shifts in the last 10 days, about 10 days or so. But they did that, very temporarily, knowing that we were in dire straits here. All right. Well, I'll find out about both the officer in the school and then they've not talked to Hightstown. Okay. New business. The first item is use of the Barrow Hall for a wrap event to be held December 3rd, 2022 from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. and requesting setup date the day before December 2nd. So, what do you think we'll do on?
A motion to approve?
I'll second.
Who is the, Joe, you're going to be the first one.
I'll move to approve.
Okay, second? Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, and then you can do an all in favor.
I'm gonna abstain because I'm on wrap.
I think everybody's on wrap.
Oh, okay. Let's do a roll call vote then. Mr. Atwood, abstain. Mr. Ethicoff.
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton is absent. Ms. Hertzstrom.
Yes.
Mr. Mocker.
Yes.
Mr. Trammell.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And the second item is use of the Borough Hall for wrap events, January 14th, 2023, February 11th, 2023, April 1st, 2023, and May 7th, 2023. Do I have a motion?
I'll move that.
Lou, second?
I'll second it.
Okay, I need you, Lou.
I guess you better do a roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Abstain.
Mr. Ethicoff?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to switch the order of Mosquito to the end so I can just make this announcement. So the Borough of Roosevelt will be hosting a mobile health clinic in conjunction with Central State Healthcare System. We'll be offering vaccinations and screenings at the Roosevelt Borough Hall screenings for, well, the COVID-19 vaccines and screenings for diabetes and hypertension. And they'll be in the parking lot here on October 25th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's free to all Roosevelt and I believe non-Roosevelt residents. So if someone has a friend or a relative visiting, they're welcome to receive the same services.
Is it also
for a flu shot? No, it is not for flu shots because it's not from the county. This is strictly from Central State and it's only COVID-19 vaccination, the bivalent one. And,
Pfizer only.
Yeah. I don't, it doesn't
matter. You don't have any
Pfizer. Yeah, I've heard it's Pfizer.
It doesn't make sense at all.
Well, that's what was offered to us. I had asked if we could try to bring a mobile unit here since we have, you know, so many senior citizens and, you know, some compromised people and we're very isolated as far as, you know, if you don't have a car or you can't drive, you're not getting around here. And they very graciously agreed to come here. So I wasn't going to argue with them about which vaccination they were going
to buy. You know, the point is that if you want your second vaccination, it's getting a little late for that, but if you want your second vaccination, you can't do.
Well, this isn't exactly second. This is the newest booster.
Pfizer booster. By the same token, as long as you've been on Moderna, you don't want to switch it.
I don't know, Lou.
Okay.
Yeah, I know there was people wondered about the booster, which booster as opposed to what vaccination they received, but I haven't read much about this latest one and whether you should continue with the same company or it's okay to switch.
I think you have to.
Yeah?
Yeah, I believe you do.
When I went to get my booster, it was different than my original and they said the doctor there said it was fine.
Yeah, I had gotten this already and I asked and they said that it didn't matter at all.
Yeah.
It just didn't matter. And they didn't even ask. They asked if you were vaccinated in the booster, but they didn't ask which one you used. So.
Okay.
And the only other thing I want to mention is that we held a movie night on September 24th at the amphitheater. A company came and had a portable screen, which was extremely impressive. It was huge and it was amazing clarity and audio. And it was very successful. We had about 60 people come. I believe we went through 6 cases and many snacks and drinks. And we're going to try to do that again indoors in February because this was, it was a big success. Many adults came who didn't have children with them. Kids came. It was really nice.
It was a beautiful night too, right?
My opinion, it got kind of cold. It wasn't cold, but it was beautiful in the afternoon. By the time the movie started, to me, it was a little chilly, but no one else.
Yeah, right. If it's not 90 degrees, it's cold.
Exactly, right. I've three layers on right now. So, but you know, it was, no one else can cold, especially the kids. So, okay, let's get to, where did I just go? I'll just move my page. All right. Monmouth County Mosquito Control Operations, West Nile spraying.
Okay.
So before we, the council discusses it, I'd just like to read in the interest of fairness and transparency and full information, I will read you a few of the emails that I received from Christopher Markle, who is the director of health services in Monmouth County. He's the county chief health officer. So, but basically what he's saying is that he feels strongly that we should spray. Now, I'm not voicing any opinion here whatsoever. I know that Maureen has told us everything that she's read about the actual pesticides, but I'm going to just read what. So he says, as per our conversation, it is up to the town officials whether the county will perform the adulticide treatment. He had told me that all the larvae have died, well, not died, but they, you know, morphed into adults. There are no more larvae. However, there are still many, many adult mosquitoes. As I said, they did find West Nile in Roosevelt, and two people in Monmouth were diagnosed very recently. He said that you can still be bitten. It's going to warm up the rest of this week, unless it goes below 32. They're still around and you can be bitten. So he said it's up to the town officials whether the county will perform the adulticide treatment in Roosevelt. The county does recommend the adulticide treatment in the town for all the reasons described below in my previous email. For context, since my tenure as health officer in Monmouth County, we have never had a town refuse an adulticide treatment when tests indicate the presence of positive mosquito pools for West Nile virus in said town. Then he said, please let your council know that the County Division of Mosquito Control has a very specific plan when it comes to treating adult mosquitoes. Treatments are always done as a result of testing evidence that a mosquito-borne disease not linked to West Nile virus is present in a particular area of the county. Treatment is always considered a public health protective measure. And then
he also said in one of his emails that in all his years of being who he is.
Yeah, I just mentioned that, Lou.
Oh yeah.
He's never had a town refuse.
I missed it apparently. Okay.
Now this last one, which I believe came this morning. There have been two human West Nile virus cases in Monmouth County. While the county understands the concern related to pesticide use, West Nile virus can be a fatal disease, and there is the presence of West Nile virus activity in Roosevelt. Testing has indicated the presence of West Nile in day-biting mosquitoes. Delaying adulticide treatment in the town can potentially increase the chance of residents in town getting bitten and developing disease. Also, the county would need to re-notify all the beekeepers within 24 hours of an adulticide application required by the NJDEP, and these applications are weather and temperature dependent, which could further delay any adulticide treatments within the town. The Division of Mosquito Control dropped off pamphlets related to the importance of repellents, dropped them off at the post office and our borough hall today. So, and we also have received, I think, about 7 or so emails from different residents requesting that the town does spray. So I'm not going to read them all, but I think I'll have Kathleen or Anna send them out to every member of the council.
They did get them.
Oh, you did get them, the letters.
Anna forwarded them, and I forwarded those.
So we have opinions on both sides of the fence, as usual.
I will tell you from my experience.
Wait, hold on a second. So what we're, so you've all received the letter. So we know it's a very divisive topic now. And it's, so on one hand, it's up to the council to decide whether they are in favor of spraying or not spraying. On the other hand, I had asked Greg Cannon, I feel like we should poll as much as possible, either hold a town meeting as soon as possible to determine what the majority of the town would like, because that seems like the fair and democratic way to do it, is not based on seven emails or two people who come to the meeting, but what does the majority of the town want? I'm fine personally with whatever the prevailing majority wants, but I don't think it's fair for the council to make a decision based on, you know, what a few people want. I think we should hold a town meeting. We can have all of both pro and con information presented and see what the majority of people want. And we have to do it right away because, you know, if they're going to spray, it needs to be done as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. And if we're not going to spray, then we're not going to spray. But that's my opinion, that the fair thing to do would be to get the opinion of most, you know, of as many people in town as possible. So I'm going to open, not officially, but open the floor for discussion among the council members.
Okay.
Lou,
I live here a long time, as all you know. I've said it to you many times. They have sprayed multi times in Roosevelt, multi times. And we've had no problem with it. But so that I'm aware of, we've had no problem with it. They spray very, very carefully. They spray only in the water, in the wetland areas and in the areas that are like the creek and the closed road. And as, what's her name? Nona Sherrick said, they spray behind her house. She said, and she's never had a problem. I don't see a problem. And also, if you read the letter, the email that the gentleman, the chief cook, a model washer at the county, he said he's never had any municipality reject it. And I would, you know, he's our expert. He knows. I mean, we have experts and we're going head on against them. That doesn't make sense, especially when we've had spraying here for all the years. This is not the first time.
Yeah, Michael, can I ask you a question? Do you know when the county sprays in April for the larva, do you know if it's the same pesticide as they would be using now? Because they've sprayed every April. We passed the resolution every April and they've sprayed since.
It is the same. Of course it's the same.
Do you know that for a fact?
I'm not a fact, but it's the logic tells me that it's the same. If they're going after the same mosquito, they're going after the larva.
Well, right now they'd be treating for the adult.
I don't think it makes a big difference. If they treat for larva,
it will be for the adult mosquitoes. Do you happen to know, Michael? I mean, I can find out. I just didn't know if you might know now.
I don't know what the, that it's the same, whether it's the same insecticide or not. I mean, I just think that I would rather rely upon the knowledge of the people, you know, at the county health department who are professionals who know what they're doing. And I just would say that if we don't spray and somebody gets West Nile, I think, you know, there'll be some, people on the council who may be very regretful that they did not spray.
That's right. That's exactly.
That's something you don't want to be responsible for somebody.
Wait a minute, Maureen, hold on.
That's not the Environmental Commission.
Stop scaring people. Maureen, this is right now, this is the council discussion. I did ask Michael Tichton, since he's environmental chair, if he knew which sex aside, but this is the council discussion right now.
If we don't spray, you can't, from a logical point of view, you have to close the trails. Who's gonna put up all the signs? Are you gonna run around putting signs up saying don't go on a train on the trail. And if somebody gets it, as Michael says, who are you going to blame?
Is there another chemical that can be used that's not as problematic? I don't know.
I believe this is what they use.
That's what they use. They've never been refused. They're always up front, tell you what they're doing. I don't see any problem whatsoever with this because, ladies and gentlemen, if somebody gets it, as Michael put it, I was about to say it, he beat me to it. If somebody gets it and gets very sick, blow onto this council.
Steve, do you have any thoughts?
Sorry?
No, I asked Steve Mocker if he had any thoughts about it.
Well, I kind of agree with you. I'd like to see some input from more people, but I don't know how much time we have to do that.
Right. Exactly right.
Right.
It'll be over by the time we get our shoes together.
Okay.
The logic tells me that we have to do it.
Connie, you have any thoughts?
I probably would be voting for it. We've done it many times before, and I would be concerned about other people that have implored the council to go ahead and have it done. This is the way they feel about it.
You know, we have a senior citizen development right here. Some of the people are not the best of shape. And the, what do you call it? And the not the swamp, the wetlands are right underneath them.
I know.
And if they walk out to take a deep breath and get bitten, they're in trouble.
And actually, we have a huge senior population here. In addition to Solar Village, we just have many, many, I always say people like living here so much, they don't move away and everyone grows old here. So we have a sizable senior population.
Absolutely. I think we're playing with fire if we don't do it. I really do. And again, we've done it before. It's just we're not reinventing the wheel.
Joe?
Okay. My family moved here in 1956, about 10 miles from here. And in the late 50s, there was an outbreak of sleeping sickness, which is related to encephalitis, which is related to the West Nile. And they sprayed, and we all came out okay. I did have the pleasure of meeting Dr. Sachs, who worked on that. We discussed it, and it's something that is pretty serious. I would like to know more about what they're going to spray and how long it lasts and what the consequences are. So I'm kind of straddling the fence on this right now. It is something that we should all be concerned about, being bitten. So I'd like more information. I read the stuff from the county, and it doesn't talk about what it is, the flyers that they left at Borough Hall. They didn't talk about what they used, so I'm not sure.
Well,
that's it.
We don't have a lot of time. I wondered myself whether if we don't spray, does that have an effect on the larva for next spring?
That was something I was wondering, was that if we don't spray, is there a possibility that there'll be more mosquitoes with West Nile next spring?
Well, of course, they breed, don't they?
Well, but I'm not a scientist, Lou. We can't guess at this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, they live together, so it's going to be contagious to them too. But they survive, we don't.
Well, I don't think we can wait 2 weeks until the next meeting. I think we have to either try to put a town hall meeting together quickly or possibly send out a code red and ask people to just quickly email the borough with what, yes or no. And then maybe have a special meeting to vote.
I would suggest, Madam. I suggested if you want the borough council to approve this thing before we tell them yes or no, then we have to do it tonight. I don't think you can wait too much longer, honestly. I'm not trying to give you the bum's rush, but you know, this is, it just can't, it doesn't make sense. I think what Mr. Trammell just said, they sprayed around his area and nobody died from it in the spray. And we've done it in Roosevelt. I'm repeating myself. I know that, but I'm telling you now, I live here a long time. I know they were spraying here. They always let us know when they're spraying. I don't see a problem. They see a problem. They see a problem with the mosquitoes, but I don't see a problem with this. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, my opinion, for what it's worth, is that I don't think no one wants to be exposed to carcinogens, toxins, pesticides. I mean, no one. But we are exposed all the time. They've been spraying here in Roosevelt. I moved here in 74. They've sprayed. We're exposed to toxins every day in our everyday lives. As a matter of fact, I just ordered a piece of furniture for my bedroom, a bureau, and somehow or other, nothing to do with the furniture store, but somehow or other, I stumbled on this article that talked about when you get new furniture, any piece of new furniture, that it releases a great deal of toxins and noxious gases.
Formaldehyde. They use a lot of formaldehyde.
From the stains that they use. And so it recommended not sleeping in the room where the furniture's coming, or not hanging out in there too much for a few weeks. So I was thinking I would sleep in a different bedroom. So like it or not, we are exposed every day. So we have to weigh what's more important, to not spray because we don't want to be exposed to pesticides, or leaving open the possibility that one of our residents could be bitten and either become very ill or, God forbid, die. So personally, I feel like the spraying is the lesser of the two evils. It's, nobody wants to be exposed to pesticides, but they are going to do it in the water, which none of us are going in the water now, at 4:30 in the morning when everyone's indoors. They're going to give people ample notice so that if you have any goldfish or koi or chickens or anything like that, to make sure it's all, you know, covered or brought in. And I personally feel that as much as I don't want to be near any pesticides, we are. They're in everything that we use every day, that we eat every day. And we have sprayed in Roosevelt in April for as long as I can remember.
Absolutely.
And I don't want it on my conscience if the council votes no to spraying and someone takes ill or dies. Because Maureen said there's only been 5 cases in Monmouth County, but if one of those 5 was your child or spouse or relative or next door neighbor, it would be heartbreaking. So that's my opinion. Anyone else from the council have any thoughts?
Is there any way we can get the information that was given to Mike within, like, I don't know how that would be disseminated, how long that would take. I don't know. I know Maureen gave a lot of stuff to Mike. It's too bad he's not here for this.
Well, Maureen basically read us. She did read what, you know, the information that she gave to Mike.
Yeah.
So.
There's something from Rutgers on our website.
On our work site?
Our website.
A website.
On our website. It's 38 pages.
Is there a way that we could give it, I don't know, a week and have a special session to vote on it? So we can read more about this, or no? Is that possible? Or is that too long?
I think it's probably too long. And by the time we advertise it and...
Yeah. Next Monday is the 10th, Columbus Day.
Oh, so we don't really even have a meeting next Monday.
Right.
I don't want another meeting next
Monday. Well, what about doing the code red idea that you said, where people could then call in over the course of a few days and get a little bit of a consensus?
We're going to hire somebody at the Borough Hall to answer the phone. I'm not joking.
Well, I thought maybe.
They can leave a message.
I know, it's really like a huge undertaking. Of course, not everyone is going to respond.
Right.
I thought maybe we could send out a code red and just ask people that they must, I was going to say email, you know, email the borough. If it goes out tomorrow, then email them by Wednesday, email us by the very next day.
And how would we vote on that though then if?
Well then I get, I, you know.
Well, unless you vote tonight that if the response is in favor, then you call up the county.
Yeah, I was going to say, Greg, if we ask everyone to, we send out a code red, we ask everyone to email the borough within 24 hours with their opinion, and we add it up, and one is significantly in favor of spraying or not spraying, can we just tally it up and I can make the call without having a council meeting? You can say, yes, go ahead with spraying, or no, thank you, we're not going to spray.
He's got his sound on.
Greg?
He's not on. He's got the little red thing on there.
Yeah, I see it.
Greg!
Is Greg with us?
He's with us somewhere.
He's somewhere.
Another sphere. Okay, you know what? So why don't we go on to public comment on any item and
come back to this.
And come back to this, and I'll ask Greg that question. Is everybody okay with that?
You know, you're
yes. Yeah. Next.
Yes.
A lot of people don't look at their computer. A lot of people don't anything.
I mean, that's true. I know. But at least if we get, you know, somewhat of an idea. Right now, we have more input in favor of spraying than not spraying.
Yeah. Anybody that I know the emails that we've gotten in, and I could say that anybody that, other than Maureen that I've talked to, are want the spraying. I haven't, nobody has told me that they don't.
Some of these people have small children too, believe it or not. And they're doing it because they're protecting their kids.
Yeah. Well, okay, so council, you tell me, should we vote tonight?
I say vote.
I would agree that we vote tonight.
Okay.
All right, so motion to
spray.
To allow the county to spray for West Nile virus.
And you won't do the code red to say this is what we've decided and spoke and then.
It's not going to work.
It might work. We don't know that.
I doubt it.
I doubt it too, but I was trying to come up with something that.
Yeah, no, I know. I guess how quickly then would they spray?
I think they, I spoke to both Chris Merkel, who is the chief officer, and I also spoke for an hour to Gina Harding, who she's in charge of spraying, because I wanted to get all the information from them and, you know, I think that they can spray pretty quickly once we give them the okay.
I'm just wondering.
But they have to give, what was that in your email? He said 24-hour notice to the bees?
Right. So beekeepers, if I would call him tomorrow, then, you know, they could probably spray Wednesday.
So. Certainly this week.
Okay, Kathleen, do you want to read the...
You want me to do a roll call?
Yes.
What did we title it?
County Mosquito Control Operations West Nile Spraying.
Right, but then this is the
a motion to
allow the county to spray for West Nile virus.
Right. So I need a motion.
Okay. Motion. Second. Second.
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
And Mr. Atwood?
I'm going to vote no.
Mr. Atherpaugh?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Tremell?
I'll abstain.
So passes, because there's three yeses, one noes, one absent, and one abstain. Okay.
Okay, I will let the county know tomorrow. And I am sorry for the people who are upset by this decision. It was very, very difficult because, as I said, there's strong opinions on both sides. And well, I myself was conflicted, but... Okay. So I will...
We have to let the Borough Hall know when it happens, because we have to open up those gates at the bicycle path.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
because they've got it. That's
the bollards.
Yeah, we have to get in there because the wetlands on both sides of that road.
Well, I'm sure Anna will tomorrow. Be in touch. I'll be in touch.
I mentioned it to her once already.
Okay, I'm going to open the floor for public comment on any item at 8:08 p.m. Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak about any item at all? Maureen?
Well, I think you're making a mistake, but that is just my opinion. I think you did not look up no one looked at any studies as to the dangers and the harm. I'm going to send it all to you. I'm sure that the ones who voted yes will totally ignore it, since they apparently don't care about exposing people. I'd like to tell you what the manufacturer says about the symptoms of exposure. People may complain because they get West Nile virus. They may complain because the symptoms of exposure. Irritation to skin and eyes. Respiratory and nasal irritation. Irritability to sound or touch. Abnormal facial sensation. Sensation of prickling, tingling, or creeping of skin, numbness, headaches, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, excessive salivation, and fatigue. I would also like to say that I specifically asked Chris Merkel for a lot of information. I made a list and handed it to his employee, who happened to be at Borough Hall, and I was there getting voter registration forms the day after they canceled, the day they canceled the spraying, I guess. And he never responded at all. Never. Not a word. I asked for specific information about the dangers. Like I said, I made a list of about six different things. He totally ignored me. So I think everything he sent to you was completely biased. Five in the state, not in the county, 5 in 22 in the state of West Nile virus. I would also like to let everybody know and request that you send out a code red that the county will allow an individual home person who lives here to get on the do not spray list. Supposedly they don't spray in front of your house. I found that out because another resident who opposed spraying told me about it. And when I contacted the county to make sure they got my email, it's by email, the lady there said, oh, we've gotten so many from Roosevelt. So I think your 7 in favor may be very skewed.
Well, I'd just like to say, Maureen, that I know a few people also contacted the county asking specifically that their house be sprayed.
Well, I would hope to let everybody know that you can send an email. And I'll send you to,
Maureen, let me just tell
please,
you.
Please, it's my turn.
Maureen,
it's my turn now.
You're dealing with the wrong guy. Don't talk to me that way.
Right. Well, don't talk to me that way.
Okay, I didn't talk to you.
Okay, let's stop right now.
All right. notify people that they can get on the do not spray list. That way the people who don't want it, and if you notify everybody and put it on the website, this is, goes to the bias of the county. Why didn't they tell us that we, I called them like three times. Nobody said there was a do not spray list. It was another resident that told me, and I sent the email, and then I didn't get a response, and I called the county, and she said, oh yeah, you can get on the do not spray list. But nobody said a word to me when I had called complaining about the spraying.
Well, I also wasn't told that you can specifically ask for your house to be sprayed. I found that out because two residents asked them to come and spray their house, and they were told, okay. So I guess they just don't, the reverse was true as well.
Well, no, they're going to spray everywhere unless
you... This is when we postponed it, and they didn't know if we would spray. Two residents asked if they would come and spray their house, and they said yes.
Well, that makes sense, because people, there was a rumor that I heard from several people saying there was spraying done, and it was done on the other side of town. And then somebody who lives on the other side said that person had all kinds of congestion and these symptoms of the exposure. So there are two sides to this, and just because trying to scare people, to me, that's a very poor tactic, scare tactic. It's a very poor tactic, very poor. And it should be both sides saying the harm. I asked him about the efficacy. I've read studies that they don't even work. These chemicals don't even work. So there's issues about efficacy, and I think it's extremely, extremely biased, but I really urge you, since you've already voted this way, to let everybody in town know that you can get on a do not spray list, it's a simple email, and I'll send you the email, but that should be on the borough website also about it. So I'm sorry, I'm very upset, because no, I don't believe that everybody's exposed to chemicals constantly, not chemicals that kill birds and kill bees and are harmful to animals. So maybe some of you are, because you don't really care about that exposure, but I do. I only eat organic food. So some people do care about it and really try to limit it. So I'm on the do not spray list, and it's not just, I'm looking, and I found from Millstone have put on their website a long, memo from the Mosquito Commission dated March 10th, 2022 about the spraying. And it's like, it is 15 pages long.
Maureen, that was also posted on the borough website. It might be under the, I can't click out of here, but it might be under notices, because I always send that out every spring as soon as I get it in the chemicals that they're spraying for.
Well, anyway, this wasn't on the borough website when they were to notify us of the spraying. This long thing wasn't on it. And
Well, I think part of that was because it was very imminent. They detected the virus here and just went to action immediately.
But I thought Anna posted something and then it was taken down.
You know, they spray at 4 o'clock in the morning. By 6 o'clock, it's not in the air anymore, unless the weather is bad, and they don't spray when the weather is bad.
Well, there's two websites, beyondpesticides.org and something like nospraying.org, that have studies. And the information that the pesticide industry hands out is not accurate when you look at the studies. And I'm looking at saying studies in PubMed, published peer-reviewed studies, not what the pesticide industry gives out. But anyway, you've already voted, but at very least notify everybody that they can get on a do not spray list.
We will. Okay, is there anyone else from the public? Mary?
Okay. It's under notices. If you go to the borough website and you scroll down and you click on notices, you'll see the Monmouth County Mosquito Adult Deciding Operations for 2022. And if you click on that, you'll get the letter and all the stuff that they spray for.
Mary? Well,
I just want to say, I don't think it was going to be a feasible plan to ask residents to vote or express their opinion on whether we should spray or not. You would have needed to like really quickly got expert opinion on spraying, not spraying, very reliable information, and to expect members of the public to read something like that, analyze that, and make a good decision quickly. I don't think that that was going to work. And also, code red. I think
and analyze. I just most people do have an opinion in general how they feel.
Well, but they're. I mean, an opinion is more valuable if it's based on them being able to read the evidence, right, from experts on the pros and cons.
In an ideal world, but most people are very busy and they'll do the best they can, which is, you know, people do have a general idea how they feel about things.
Well, it would be better if they could have, it was going to be done that way, which I think that would have, you know, not really.
Well, I
people wouldn't have had time and enough information to make an informed choice. Plus, I think code red is, there's an emergency here, you know, like, okay, something went wrong with the water plant, don't use water and stuff like that. To use it as a survey to gather information on a topic, I think that that's...
it's an important topic. I understand, you disagree
with me. It's voting, express your opinion on something. It's not really the intent.
Well, opinion on something is going to possibly affect your life or health. So yeah. I thought it was, you know, it's a deadly disease. I thought it warranted that.
Okay. That's all.
Anyone else in the public?
You know, this...
Wait, Lou, you can't talk yet.
Let's close out of the public.
Okay. So I'm going to close the public session at 8:18 p.m.
Okay,
Lou. No, I'm not going to do it.
It's
too controversial. I don't want to say anything.
Okay, all right. Okay.
But it reminds me.
Do we need a closed session?
It's evening, Mayor.
Do we need a closed session?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. So. Don't forget, our next meeting is October 17th. It will be in person, not Zoom. So put on your jackets and come to the Barrel Hall for the first time in over 2.5 years.
It's going to be 85 degrees. What are you worried about?
I hope so. I'd love that. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
You do.
Second?
Second.
I'm sorry, who seconded?
I think that was Joe.
Okay.
That was Joe.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned at 8:19. See you on the 17th.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.